It's 11:03, 45 degrees, with partly cloudy skies in Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith.
And it's 42 degrees with mostly sunny skies in Pella. I'm Shaylin Cochran. I'm the one to count on for today's local news, KNIA, KRLS. When the Marion County Midday Magazine continues, the tremors of the record earthquake that struck Japan last night can be felt here in Pella. I'll have comments from a resident whose brother lives in Tokyo.
And we spoke with our Plant a Wish friends in Hawaii this morning as they prepared for the tsunami. I'll have details.
It's 11:05, 5 minutes after 11. The Marion County Midday Magazine continues with today's local news. Though we may not feel the waves of the tsunami that hit nearly all parts of the Pacific Rim last night and into the morning, the effect of the record 8.9 earthquake in Japan that caused it can be felt locally. Initial reports say 200 to 300 bodies were seen in floodwaters in Sendai near the earthquake's epicenter. Japanese Coast Guard officials have reported a ship carrying 80 dock workers was swept away as the tsunami hit the northeastern coast. No official damage or death toll has been released. KNIA KRLS News spoke this morning with Sherry Roslin of Pella, whose brother, Kyle Timmer, also a Pella, is a teacher in Tokyo, approximately 200 miles from the epicenter. She says he's okay and has described his trip home to her.
He stated how amazing it was because there are millions of Japanese in Tokyo who had to walk home. He said every step of his hour and 55 minutes was with about a million other people. He said it was just an unworldly event.
Timmers is a teacher at an all-girls school in Tokyo. He told his sister that despite the closed transportation systems, his apartment withstood the tremor and the building still had power. Rosalind says she is happy to have heard positive news from Japan.
Tokyo, I think, their infrastructure is so prepared for a major earthquake. So it sounds like they're prepared. But still, when you wake up and you hear about it and you see the pictures and the water rushing through those towns, it's frightening. It's a relief to know that he's all right.
Sherry and Kyle are the children of Gary and Maureen Timmer of Pella.
As a result of the Japan earthquake, tsunami warnings were issued throughout the entire Pacific, including Hawaii and the West Coast. KNIA KRLS News was in contact with Sarah Tekula of the Plant a Wish Foundation, who visited Knoxville last summer and lives in Maui. Tekula says they experienced a similar warning last year around this time after the Chile earthquake, and the wave generated was minor, so everyone got to practice the evacuation procedures. Therefore, she says this time around, they were much more prepared, especially with all the different ways to get information out to the public. However, Tekula says initial reports showed this tsunami appeared to have a higher sea level rise and potential damage. She goes on to say that it's great to have so many people around the world sending their support, but encourages everyone to send all the love, prayer, and support you can muster to the people of Japan, as they are much worse off and will be for a long time. The initial waves hit the Hawaii island shortly after 7 a.m. Central Time, which were just over 3 feet high, according to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, followed by water receding up to 200 feet off the shoreline. The waves continued east this morning and hit the California coast shortly after 10 a.m. Central Time.